This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Confusion over Christ's mission prevailed in the first century, much like it does in modern times. Some of the Jews thought the Messiah would come to relieve the Jews from Roman oppression. Liberation theologians in our day argue that Jesus and Marxism combined will free men from the oppression of capitalism and multinational corporations. If Jesus had come into the world to rule politically, would he not have established an earthly empire like the Roman government? While the influence of Christ has been a softening element in many human governments, that was not the Lord's purpose for coming into the world. In his home synagogue of Nazareth, Jesus outlined his mission. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them who are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Luke 4:18-19. Jesus later said, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Luke 19:10. Our Lord's desire to reach the lost necessarily meant he would meet and mingle with what some considered the dregs of society, beggars, prostitutes, lepers, and other persons considered undesirable. When he and his disciples ate with the publicans and sinners at the house of Matthew, some of the Pharisees asked his disciples, "Why does your master eat with publicans and sinners?" The disciples did not respond to the question, but Jesus did. He said, "They who are whole have no need for a physician, but they who are sick." Matthew 9:11-12. The principle Jesus enunciated in his answer should make plain the reason for our Lord's associating with sinners. They are sick spiritually and have need of divine healing by the great physician. Jesus has the remedy for all the sin that is in the world. He and he alone can take away the sin which will cause us to be lost and restore us to our right relationship with God. Jesus and his apostles continually reminded their listeners and readers of the sinfulness of the human family. The apostle John warned, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." 1 John 1:8-10. Most Bible students are familiar with these disturbing but true words: "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. And what is God's plan for bringing the publicans and harlots into a saving relationship with God? We cannot be unaware of what Jesus told men and women to do to have the forgiveness of sins. He said to the Jews, "Except you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins." John 8:24. He also commanded, "Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." Luke 13:3. Jesus demanded that those who would be his disciples would have to confess his name before men. Matthew 10:32-33. Upon his confession of faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the alien sinner must be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. Is that not what Jesus meant when he said in the Great Commission according to Mark, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe shall be condemned." Mark 16:16. Submitting to the will of God by believing, repenting, confessing Jesus before men, and being baptized is only the beginning of our obedience. From that time onward, we are to be new creatures. John explains, "If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins." 1 John 1:7. Thank you, and may God bless you.